If you have a question for Dave and Tom to respond to in a future Contending for the Faith, stay with us. We'll provide our contact information at the end of the program. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we resume our excursion through the book of Acts. Here again are Dave and Tom.
This is our Understanding the Scripture segment. We're in Acts chapter 20, and Dave will pick up with verse 2. Acts chapter 20, verse 2. And when he had gone over those parts and had given them much exhortation, he came into Greece. Of course, this is the Apostle Paul. And there abode 3 months. And when the Jews laid wait for him, as he was about to sail to Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia. So Dave, as we've seen in earlier verses, especially Acts chapter 9, Paul was running into some problems. He was taking some heavy hits.
Yeah, well, he said, bonds and affliction abide me wherever I go.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come in his own private jet.
Right.
They didn't put out the red carpet for him. And he didn't just say, let's all be positive all the time.
But now you've got groups of people looking for him.
Oh, right.
You know.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Macedonia, of course, is a tiny country right next to Greece. But he's going to sail across part of the Mediterranean to Syria, be bypassing Turkey, as it's known today. Anyway, go ahead, Tom.
And they accompanied, this is verse 4, and they accompanied him into Asia Sopater of Berea, and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus, and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timotheus, and of Asia, Tychicus, and Trophimus. These going before tarried for us at Troas. Verse 6, and we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Well, Dave, this doesn't sound like a 30-minute sermon, and you're out.
Hmm.
Wow.
Paul gives me a good excuse, because I have never preached until midnight and then gone on until morning. So people complain that I'm too long-winded. You know, I could say, look, I'm not even up to speed with Paul. And they didn't complain. Tom, I have preached or spoken or taught, say, in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And they got just wooden benches, pretty thin, too. Well, not too much more than a 2x6 you're sitting on. And no backs on them. And I talked for one place probably 3 hours. And these people were just eating it up. Besides that, the little kids, 2 and 3 and 4 year old, you know, 6 year old, they're sitting right there. No child let out a squawk. Of course, see, they must have some really good psychologists over there to be able to keep the kids to behave like that. Or maybe they're giving them all Ritalin or something. Tom, it is so ridiculous, so bad. But anyway, first day of the week, they're doing something. The disciples came together. Now, that's the first day of the week. It's not the seventh day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Saturday, the Sabbath. But we have people who call themselves Seventh-day Adventists. Now, you get this expression, first day of the week, several times in mm-hmm. the New Testament. Paul said to the Corinthians, on the first day of the week, you take an offering when you come together. So apparently this was normal for them. They came together on the first day of the week. And then they're breaking bread. What does that mean? It doesn't mean they're eating. They are remembering the Lord mm-hmm. in his death. They're taking the bread, symbolic of his body, broken for us. And they're taking the cup, symbolic of his blood. Why are they coming together on the first day of the week? What happened? Catholic Church wasn't even around yet, but the Seventh-day Adventists say that's the mark of the beast. The Catholic Church changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. No, nobody changed the Sabbath. You can't change the Sabbath. The Sabbath is still Saturday. Mm-hmm. But we don't meet on Saturday. We meet on the first day of the week. Because the seventh day, that's when God rested of his work. That was the old creation. We are new creatures in Christ who rose from the dead the first day of the week. And he's called the firstborn in 1 Corinthians 15, the firstborn of a new creation, firstborn of many brethren. So they come together to remember him in his death, burial, and resurrection on the day he rose from the dead. And it's instructive. Why they came together to break bread. So, Tom, I grew up in a fellowship, and I'm not trying to push this on anybody. We had this every Sunday. Now, there are some churches, maybe they have communion once a month, or once a quarter, or once a year. I don't know, and I'm not trying to push that on them. But it does say that the disciples came together.
Mm-hmm.
On the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, okay? Anyway, so this is the occasion. This is why they're all together. They've come there to take the bread and the cup in remembrance of Christ. And that's not all they do, but Paul is preaching to them. I wish I could have been there to hear that. He's probably explaining more about, you'll never get to the end of what it means that Christ became a man, that God the Son became a man and died for our sins on the cross. So I think that's probably what he's talking about, and he has a lot to say about it.
Dave, you know, I had the privilege of preaching Sunday, and it dawned on me, well, one of the things I shared with the congregation, I was really addressing sound doctrine, and I pointed out that the letters, Paul's letters, his epistles, were not to theologians or scholars or, you know, seminarians.
Right.
It was just to just everyday folk. And you have the same thing here. As you mentioned, Paul is preaching, he's teaching. And these everyday folk, obviously they can understand it. They're not checking this out or having to run to this authority or that authority. They're listening to it for hours.
Mm-hmm.
Not only can they understand it, but they're loving it, it seems.
They're feeding on the Word of God.
Right.
Well, how's the hymn go? I'm feasting on the living bread. I'm drinking at the fountainhead. And whosoever drinketh, Jesus said, shall never, ever thirst again. So that's what he's feeding them. Feed my sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's feeding the sheep right here with the Word of God. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. So you got to have some lights there. People are there. But anyway, Tom, you're reading.
And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen in a deep sleep. It can happen from time to time, Dave. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead.
Well, Tom, most of the Christians know that Paul is going to raise him from the dead. But anyway, people do sleep during sermons. Just end on a lighter note. There's one phrase, Tom. I know you do a lot of preaching, so do I. And if your audience is sleeping, there is one phrase guaranteed to waken them all. And now, in conclusion, yeah, that wakes them up. they come back to life.
I'll have to remember that, Dave. I haven't used that one before.
But Paul,
I listen to you preach, Dave, and you usually halfway your time allotted. See, now I want to get to the message.
Well, Paul had a way of saying, and now in conclusion, and now in conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to stop when your heart is full of the Word of God in you. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can join us. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Would you like to expand your knowledge of God's Word? We offer a wide variety of items that will greatly assist you, from books and tracts to audio and video recordings, CD-ROM, our website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 877-207-9708. Call us at our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on compact disc, ask for program number 1907. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. And now, if you would like to watch Dave and Tom, our weekly broadcast is available on DVD. Ask about a subscription when you contact us. You can also download both audio and video podcast at our website. If you receive television programming from Sky Angel, you'll be able to view our video, A Woman Rides the Beast, featuring Dave Hunt, on June 24th, starting at 12 noon Eastern. We invite you to tune in. Those of you who attended our first annual conference last year know what a blessed time of learning and fellowship it was. We are planning our second get-together for this August 9th through the 11th here in Bend. The Judgment Day Conference will again feature Dave and Tom, plus special guest, archaeologist and Middle East expert Randall Price, former Israeli General Shimon Iram, and just added to our list of speakers, former PLO militant Waleed Shobat. Imprisoned for acts of terror and violence against Israel, he is now an advocate for his former enemy. All the information is at our website, or ask about registration when you call or write. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we'll continue our series of programs based on Dave and Tom's book, Psychology and the Church. And is there a connection between psychology and Eastern religions? In Religion in the News, a more positive approach to sexuality. We'll take a look at that story and address the question, do preterists believe in the rapture? We hope you can tune in. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily Radio Ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for joining us, and invite you to tune in again next week. Until then, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.